This is the Amy Wienans Real Estate Show. Very pleasant good afternoon. Along with Amy Wienans, I'm Gary Edwards. Welcome to the program. How's your week been, Amy?
My week has been fantastic.
I'm glad to hear that.
It's like football weather.
It's spectacular, isn't it?
Football, fires, roasted marshmallows,
caramel apples,
chili.
I'm in there, too.
I love it.
The rake in the leaves thing, I can wait on that. I can wait on that right now. Where are things at with the Cedar Valley market?
You know what? The Cedar Valley real estate market is still active. In that first week or two into the school year, it always feels kind of like Christmas break to me. People get so focused on their, you know, sucking the morrow out of summer, their vacations, prepping for school, and getting ready to get into a routine. I always tell people our activity level always peaks again a couple of weeks into school. So for any seller out there that's discouraged, I'm not getting much activity. I see it every year. I've been watching it for 22 years. It could be a little quiet. Interest rates are phenomenal. And in our new construction market, which we have a lot of it right now, in Waterloo, we've got two subdivisions, and we've got a third that's all, I see that they're, you know, moving dirt over in Nottingham. But we've got Audubon, and we've got the Crossroads area.
Right.
All of it's got tax abatement on it, 3 full years of tax abatement. And then with a new construction, it tends to be about 4.5 years approximately. Mm-hmm. In Cedar Falls, we open up a lot of new construction areas there as well. So, you know what, with all the competition on the new construction and all the builders out there building, and incentivizing to get people to come to their direction, the customer wins.
Interest rates, like you say, have actually come down since we talked about it last
time. I mean, interest rates are awesome.
You know, there's still the speculation that could change later this year, but for right now, whoa.
They're so phenomenal. Like, literally, if you're on the fence, I mean, when you start talking about a 1% adjustment in interest rate, it changes your buying power by $30,000 or $40,000.
Yep.
It's something to think about, guys. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're looking at a $200,000 and with interest rates today, you can spend $250,000. So get off the fence. I mean, I've got a great team of buyer's agents that love an opportunity to go to work for you. Give us a call.
This is the place where we find the best value for your home. And part of that is about where we live here in the Cedar Valley and the treasures. And we've got one of our great educational treasures to talk about on the program today.
Right. I'm excited about it.
Quick break. We're back with that on the Amy Wienans Real Estate Show on News Talk 1540 KXEL.
Hi, I'm Barbara Corcoran. To sell your home on time for the most money, you need a sharp agent with a marketing strategy that creates the most demand. Bottom line, you need a partner willing to put their own money on the line for you. In Waterloo Cedar Falls, I want Amy Wienans on my team. She attracts so many buyers every month. If your home doesn't sell at a price and deadline you agree to, Amy will buy it. Partner with the agent I trust. Go online or call and get your home sold.
You're hearing the Amy Wienans Real Estate Show on News Talk 1540 KXEL. Along with Amy Wienans, I'm Gary Edwards.
We have so many people that have got such hidden talent, or like they're out there, you know, rocking the world. And sometimes people in our market, we don't know it, right?
Yeah.
We may not have any clue that this is really going on. You know, we always think all these awesome people come from bigger markets. I am so excited to have today with us Tom Pantaluna, owner of CBE Group, a world changer in our community, and Melissa Reed, who is the Leader Valley in Me director.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be talking about the Leader in Me program, which like lines right up with me. I love it.
Yep.
But I love the impact and the change and the vision and the legacy that it's creating in our community, in our schools, our businesses, and talk about what drives them, how the program came into existence, and where it's going.
Tom, welcome aboard.
Good to be here. Thank you.
Melissa, great to see you again.
Hi. Thank you. It's great to be here.
Leader in Me, based on the 7 habits of highly effective people.
Yeah, by Dr. Stephen Covey. It's definitely one of our cornerstones, but something I think that a lot of people don't realize is that we also have 3 other pieces that we really focus on in our Leader in Me schools. It's kind of our Cedar Valley twist on Leader in Me. We're really focused on making sure that all students know and can use and really develop their talents and gifts. So all students, talents and gifts, we all have them. And so really celebrating those authentic learning and leadership opportunities, the classroom level, the school-wide level, the community level, really applying the 7 habits and applying their gifts and talents in authentic leadership roles. And then lastly, helping them to develop the soft skills those essential skills that they need and good habits to be effective in life. And so those are the big four that we really focus on with Leader in Me here in the Cedar Valley.
How many schools are we at now?
19 schools. We've just added three. So to our Leader in Me family, we've added Irving Elementary, Expo Alternative High School, and Blessed Sacrament with the Cedar Valley Catholic Schools.
So their worlds are different today. They're learning about what the seven habits are.
Yep.
Which are what?
The seven habits. Oh, my goodness. Okay. So private victory. Habit one is be proactive. Habit two is begin with the end in mind. Habit three, put first things first. For the public victory, how you work and play well with others. Habit four is think, win-win.
Yeah.
Habit five is seek first to understand and then be understood. Habit six is synergize. And then habit seven is to sharpen the saw.
Tom, as a businessman, this came to your attention when?
Probably about 2009, after a group of people went down to Raleigh-Durham and looked at the first Leader in Me school there. And it's something that I personally have been looking for, a leadership type of program, because our company's been in a pretty big expansion mode, and we've had to hire a lot of people. We see a lot of lack in leadership skills of a lot of the job recruits that we're trying to bring into our business. This was a opportunity to put into our schools to help people develop leadership skills that just weren't really available today.
Mm-hmm.
So when I saw that, I figured first thing I need to do is maybe try this out in our business. And so we went about training every one of our employees. I think at that time we had close to 1,000 employees.
That's no small undertaking.
How did you do that?
Oh, it took us a little over 9 months to do that. But we literally rolled it out throughout all of the offices and did it real repetitively, time after time,
sure,
over about 9 months. Because it's actually a two-day training. You take an employee, they're in this training class for literally 2 days of their life. So we did everybody, and we saw such miraculous changes. We saw marriages saved, families saved, people's lives turned around. And you might say, well, that's great, but what about your business? Well, we believe in our business that if you take care of people first and you take care of their families and their lives, they're going to, in turn, be more engaged when they come to work. And we saw that, and we saw a great improvement. When I saw that that really worked for our business, I said, this is really the right thing that we need to bring into our schools. If we could get all of our schools engaged in this on a wide scale, we really could change the face of education here in Black Hawk County, mm-hmm, and bring leaders into the workforce that we really needed today.
CBE Companies, your company does what?
Well, we are a call center environment primarily, but we work in the accounts receivable management area. We, mm-hmm, do a lot of software development, debt collection, billing. So we're really kind of a business processing outsourcing company.
We seem to have a really good workforce for that here in the Cedar Valley. Is that true?
We do. As a matter of fact, we've had offices in Atlanta, and we've had offices in Des Moines that we actually closed down and moved those workforces back to Black Hawk County,
huh,
because we felt that the work ethic was better here than it was in other areas of the,
wow,
country.
How's business today?
Business is great. We continue to expand. We're having huge success in getting other major new accounts, and that's having a big impact. And so it puts a lot of pressure on us to go to the marketplace and find new candidates for jobs.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was kind of a scenario where out of 100 people, we might only hire 20 of them, simply because the other 80% just did not have the skills really to come to work and, mm-hmm, even come into an entry position and have the kind of soft skills that we train in Leader in Me, mm-hmm, and do. So we just decided this is the way to go, and,
mm-hmm,
and if we can't get everybody we need because they aren't trained right, then we figured, okay, long term, let's create this so we can get them trained, and we'll maybe get lucky and half of them we can hire eventually.
Sounds like you've gotten lucky. I mean, isn't that an impressive track record as a business, Amy?
For sure.
Yeah.
Could you identify
a couple of key things that they learned from the training that you had internally that to where the light bulb came on and they became great employees?
Yeah. Well, I think there's probably three key habits. One is seek first to understand before you're understood.
Yeah. You know?
That is my biggest challenge. And I saw our people listen to each other more before they really try to make other people understand what they're saying. That was a huge step forward. But what that created was synergy between people. People started to work better together. And, you know, the whole synergy habit is just, I think, another really, really key one. But another thing is we get into our job and we forget to continue to educate ourselves. And sharpen the saw is just fundamental in learning new things. And the business world has changed so much today. We are in a global marketplace. We are not in a statewide or a national marketplace. Wow. We're competing for jobs all over the world. And we have to have cutting-edge things available to ourselves. And we need our people to be thinking out of the box all the time and
sure.
be engaged more. I believe the Seven Habits has definitely helped those people do that.
Part of the Leader in Me program, Leader Valley here in the Cedar Valley. That's Tom Pantalone, CBE Companies. Also, we have Melissa Reed with the Leader Valley program and the Greater Cedar Valley Alliance and Chamber. We've talked about Leader in Me before on this show. You are a raving fan.
I love the program.
Why?
It just resonates with me.
Mm-hmm.
We hire people. We bring people in and obviously not near as many as Tom has, but I
not
mean,
yet.
Not yet. But I experienced the same thing. I'm like, oh, and I always go back to the parents. I'm like, oh, they did their kids such a disservice not teaching them leadership skills. I was never a great student, right? I was very average. So it resonates with me. Okay. You don't have to be that A student or that A plus student. You don't have to be that. If you have those skills and you just keep working on them and building on them, that you can create a life that you never even thought was possible.
Soft skills like you were talking, Tom.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting to hear Amy talk about her business like that because in Raleigh-Durham, where they started this first school, they were one of the worst schools. And the principal was told, you turn this around, we're closing the school. And so she heard Stephen Covey talk and approached him after the meeting and said, why couldn't we do this in my school? And he said, well, I don't know why not. So they went about taking Seven Habits, implementing it in this school in North Carolina. And within several years, they had turned everything, went from the worst school to the best school. Today, people, they have lines of people trying to get into their school district to get into the school. So from a real estate point of view, this
values,
drives
yeah.
that
yeah.
Just incredible. Yeah. So, you know, it's not just good for leadership skills. It's good for business. It's good for the economy. It just has a add-on every type of business and industry it touches.
When Terry Trask was with us, she told a story, and I'm sure it's just one of thousands, of a young guy that he was in charge of this hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
And he wasn't going to be able to make it to do his job that morning. And he texted her.
Early
in the morning, like 5 in the morning, texted her and said, Mrs. Trask, I'm not going to be able to be there today.
I need a sub.
Yeah, and I'm just thinking, I mean, can you imagine that?
Right.
There's a lot of adults that would be like, oh, whatever.
Yep.
And that he took such responsibility and he was so proud of it. And I'm like, wow. And then the next day he said, I would have given you further notice if I would have. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And I was like, that is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what's neat about this program is this isn't just for the most outgoing kids. This isn't for a certain group of them.
Right.
You know, regardless of your religion, your race, your creed, it touches every single one of them. And there is a leadership position for every child, no matter who they are or what their background is or what the problem is. I mean, I've heard stories about troubled kids that have just blossomed in this program.
And you've heard it from them.
Like, yeah.
You hear it from them. They do their testimonials and share about how life is different for them because they have this toolkit now to make great choices. And so they're in charge.
They had a life where they only knew what they knew.
And now they have a new set of tools in their tool belt to make it a difference like that. Isn't that something?
Yep. It is.
Well, you hear about this and you go, well, why wouldn't I want to do that? Well, there are some things that are part of that, that whole recipe of making the leader in me happen in the schools in our area. And part of it is investment. Mm-hmm. And that's part of why we're here today. Right, Melissa?
Really, taking the plunge with Leader in Me is no small task in terms of investment, in terms of your heart and commitment, but also time with professional development for your staff in this in the schools, but as well as financial. And so we really work hard to make sure that the schools who are onboarding in this process have the heart, the desire, the passion. They have the right folks in place to help drive this and really be open to shifting the culture of the school. And because this isn't, you know, a program, it's not something we teach once a month, this should, Leader in Me and leadership should be infused into every single thing that's, every facet of the school. And so it's no small task to make a monumental shift like that in a school.
Mm-hmm. It makes sense in the results that you talk about with CBE companies, Tom, in that you saw where you were and now where you are, the culture change, and what it meant to your individual employees and taking care of them like that. But the investment that you make as a business sponsor of Leader in Me looks way beyond the usual five-year plan, right? I mean, we're really laying the foundation for, what, maybe 10 years out for some of?
Oh, I would say so.
Yeah.
And, you know, we made a commitment to do all the schools, K through 12, pre-K through 12.
Mm-hmm.
And that came from a conversation I had with Sean Covey where he said he was in one of the earlier Leader Me schools, and he brought in a bunch of high school kids that had gone through that elementary school, and they were going to talk to the elementary school with these kids that had graduated, gone on to high school. And he was sitting around a table with them beforehand, and they were all just so meek and quiet. And he said, what's the matter? And they all said, well, you know, we were so infused with the seven habits while we were in elementary school. When we got into middle school and then high school, it wasn't reinforced. So we've kind of lost our momentum here, and we're not quite sure what we should talk about.
Uh-huh.
So hearing that story, you know, made us convinced that we really needed to make this a K through 12, not just a K through 6th or 7th grade.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is important to the long term of this, and it takes much longer to do a K through 12 than it does just at the K through, say, 6th grade.
So what's the next step? Where do we sign up, Tom?
Hey, I'll take your check right now.
Question for you. Maybe it's not even an appropriate one. What's like the average cost for a school to run the program for a year?
That's great. That's a great question. So it's really a three-year model that we work off of in terms of a financial investment. And really it is dependent on the number of students and the number of staff. But it can range anywhere from $50,000 to $75,000, $80,000 for an average site. No. For that three-year piece.
Period.
And then there's some maintenance costs, but they're pretty minor after those first 3 years. So just getting some staff trained and that kind of, you know, your new staff trained, a few materials, those kinds of things. The investment is significant, and we do recognize that it can be cost prohibitive to our schools. And so one of the things, though, I know is that our schools recognize what a gift they have in our business community here who's made this investment, because they talk to other educators, and they're like, oh, well, we have this thing called Leader Valley, and they just take care of it. And these other districts and schools don't have that. And so they realize the investment that the business community is making here in our schools. And
so
they're
very
appreciative.
You really streamline and simplify that part of the whole project.
We really want this to be a joyful experience, one that they can just clear their mind of all of the other responsibilities and things that are weighing on them. And really, what we want them to do is just show up to a training, and we're going to take care of them. And we'll take care of them in terms of the content, the materials,
sure,
the financial, as much as possible.
The object is to bring all the schools up by 2020. Mm-hmm. But at that point, the school districts take it over. So they have the responsibility to train new teachers and new principals. We will provide backup to that, where we'll have coordinators that will help create that and continue to do that, and we'll have the continuity and plan to follow that through. But there will be a financial cost to each one of the school districts, but at that time they'll have a completely different school district with schools in there that are much more engaged than they are even today.
Tom, at the beginning of talking about your connection with Leader in Me, when you instituted this at CBE Companies and you started training all of your employees and you observed marriages saved, lives saved, just a real dramatic turnaround for some people, what do you think was the thing that really brought that marriage to be saved or that life to be saved? Is there some clarifying purpose or?
Yeah, it helped people think about these seven habits and how they go about life. You look at these seven habits, and you don't have to be in education. You don't have to be in business to appreciate. These are basic life principles that we should all be following. And it makes you a better person to begin with. And then if you have an influence at your business, they benefit. Mm-hmm. If you have an influence with your family, they benefit. So it really makes you a better whole first. Then how you approach other people is really what makes the difference. And you see the other lives touched, changed, and things for the better.
I want to step back from the business atmosphere. It's kind of where you reside now, Melissa, with the Greater Cedar Valley Alliance and Chamber. But I want to get down to the roots of where you come from, Melissa. Your background is as an educator.
Yes.
In the classroom. And as a principal.
Yes, correct.
So this rocked your world.
It totally rocked my world. You know, when you're in education and you're in your building and you're part of a district, you think you've got it going on and you really know what's going on. But really, I learned more about education by actually stepping out into the business community and looking at it from
really?
The outside.
Huh.
I did. And, you know, one of the things that I think that we've in education done, and I'm an educator and I'm going to be critical of myself by saying this. So one of the things that I think that we've done is we don't look big picture at where our kids are headed. And so, for example, we have a third grade teacher. That third grade teacher is very focused on what that student needs to know, do, and test at by the end of third grade. We're not thinking, what are we going to do in third grade that's going to prepare them for life?
Okay.
So it's more of an incremental approach. And to be honest, our educators are never told to think bigger like that. They're not told that as pre-service
sure.
teachers in higher ed. They're not told as teachers. I was never told as a teacher. And so somebody needs to convey that message that there's something bigger that you're contributing to. You are creating the people who are going to comprise our community. And so that is a message that I work really hard to get out to our schools to help them understand that, so for example, help them understand the challenges that they face with young people. I often ask teachers, the very first question I'll ask is, you know, what's the most challenging part of working with young people? And they'll say, oh, disrespect, not turning in homework, so not following through, not coming on time. All of these basic soft skills, like things that are going to help them be effective
right.
down the road,
uh-huh.
are the same challenges that Tom might find in his business with young people. And so I try to help our educators understand that those bad habits don't magically disappear if we don't change our approach with kids. That trails them into college. That trails them into the career and workforce. And so just helping educators to really understand the big picture message. I could not have gotten that, though, had I not pulled myself out of education. And I see light bulbs go off. I'm like, oh. The character piece in school, they focus a lot on character. That is awesome. We want our kids to be good people, but we also want them to be competent. And that's where Leader in Me comes in. So they're not just good, but they're effective. And so character and competence really matters.
How much longer before we know that it's working?
Well, I think qualitatively, we know it's working. We can
yeah.
see it with our kids. We hear it from parents. We hear it from the staff in the schools. The kids can tell us. So I think from that standpoint, we know it's working. Quantitatively, that's for those people that like numbers and they like that affirmation.
Sure.
We're working on that.
Yeah.
Terry brought in a group of students from Orange into our conference room one day, right? And I was headed out the door to an appointment, and I did not know that exactly what time they were going to be there. And I stepped back in. I just wanted to just listen to him for a minute. I stood there at the door. Tears started rolling down my face.
Why?
It made me so emotional because it was so awesome. And I loved the confidence that they had.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow. There was not a dry eye in our office.
Yeah, I could believe it.
Yeah. And there we have so many stories like that that just tug at the heartstrings. Yeah. You know, when you move people emotionally, that there's, I mean, a significant impact that's taking place.
You got room for more partners?
Yeah, of course. We're always collaborating, expanding, you know, the business community that wants to support this work, which is fabulous.
You know, however, if there's anybody listening to this, you know, I encourage them to contact Melissa Reed at the Greater Cedar Valley Alliance, and she's more than willing to take donations to the Leader in Me program to continue it and make it what it should be for the Waterloo, Cedar Falls, and surrounding area.
Tom, do you mind if some business people I got questions get in touch with you?
No, I encourage them to do so.
That's a great story that you share, right?
It's inspiring. So I would encourage business owners to get involved in it. I mean, I love to drive through those parking lots. I love to see those signs. I love to walk in the schools. And it just like, it literally jazzes me. And I have to hand it to Tom. He's taken a 40,000-foot view and said, man, I want to change the world. So we appreciate all you've done.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
That's Tom Pendolino, CBE Companies, Melissa Reed with the Leader Valley Program and the Greater Cedar Valley Alliance and Chamber. This is the Amy Wienans Real Estate Show. We'll have more in a moment on News Talk 1540 KXEL.
If you need to sell your home without all the headaches most people experience, hey, Sean Hannity here to tell you that after years of buying, selling, investing millions of dollars in real estate, that all real estate agents do not operate the same way. Now, what makes the difference between a home selling fast and for top dollar and one that sits on the market for months and doesn't even sell at all? You have a great American right in your backyard that I trust if I needed to sell my home. I'm talking about Amy Wienans of Amy Wienans Real Estate. Now, she has a system that outmarkets 99% of agents in Waterloo and the Cedar Falls area and creates demand for your home, which makes it sell faster and for more money. Now, you risk nothing since at any point, if you're not happy, well, you can get out of the contract free and clear and pay nothing. But trust me, that's not going to happen. Amy sells a home on average every 25 hours. Don't play games with your home. Call Amy Wienans at 240-7247. That's 240-7247 or online at amywienans.com.
It's the Amy Wienans Real Estate Show for this Saturday on News Talk 1540 KXEL. That's really kind of laying out some of the great value that we have around here with the Leader in Me program.
If you look around, we have great, great individuals in this community
that
care about it, are not just focused on themselves, but are focused on, hey, how can we create and be the agent of change?
It's what it's all about.
It is. I love it.
I love hearing that story that Tom and Melissa have and that you have. You're doing a lot with the Schools Foundation on that. And I know we're going to do the Trick and Trot.
That's coming up here in October.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
Another, is it 5K, 8K?
5K.
Okay.
Yep, it's our third year.
Now, for getting in touch with you, how do people reach out to you?
Give us a call at 319-269-2477 or visit us at amywienans.com. Check out all of our open houses tomorrow. We've got lots of them.
And you can check out on your smartphone.
Yeah, yep. It's all mobile. Our website's completely mobile optimized. So amywienans.com, hit our open house site, and they'll give them all to you.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
For Amy, I'm Gary Edwards. Thank you for listening. We'll be back again next Saturday at 12 o'clock with the Amy Wienans Real Estate Show on News Talk 1540 KXEL.
Hey, Cedar Valley. Have you ever considered building your dream home? Amy Wienans Real Estate is proud to have partnered with Skogman Homes in Waterloo. Skogman Homes is unmatched in this community. We offer an unrivaled 10-year warranty, guaranteed pricing, no need for a construction loan, and we promise to never miss a possession date. Call Amy Wienan's Real Estate today and take advantage of the 3-year tax incentive in Waterloo. That's right, 3 years, no taxes. Discover how your dream can become a reality. And as always, we're obsessively working for you.